Welcome to LC Live. What a blessing. What a blessing. God bless the bishop for the privilege to be together as one church across different locations. So wherever you are, I want you to shake your neighbor, welcome your neighbor to this very beautiful, beautiful time. Very, very beautiful time. And today we're going to hear from our Father and the Lord. We're going to receive clarity, direction, grace, inspiration, just name it. But we'll start by praying. So wherever you are, I want you to just lift your hands and begin to thank God. The Bible talks about the fatherhood of God. It says we have received the spirit of sonship by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Just thank God as your Father. Thank Him. Be grateful to Him. Thank Him for His love. Thank Him for His grace. Thank Him for His mercy. Thank Him for the cross. Thank Him for all that He has done for you. The finished works of Christ on the cross. The blessings and the benefits you get to enjoy. Break forth in thanksgiving. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for choosing us. Mola baka shabaya, ibada gaba, losta badaba, mata soka teka ba, manda ba gaba, radoba keshaba, meka taba, la de gaba, la bagaba, iba losta bagere kiste paroga, beko shabanda, bala de gaba, manda bala de gaba, roba bakate, ke roba tosha bada gaba, manda ba shata ba, la di gaba, manda bako shaba gaba, Levaya, Ibarato Shabadaba, Mandabalo Zabadaba Kaba, Ekataba, La Deketabada, Mandaba, Labako Shaba, Balaba, Rostaba, Deketaba, Meka Shababa, Rabako Zaba, Mandabalo Zabaka Taba, Ibarostabadaba, Lodabakaba, Mandabako Zaba, Rabakaba, Ibalo Zabandaba, La Digaba, Mataba, La Dekastaba, De casa, Iba, Labaco, Sabadaba, Matabaco, Saba. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Meka ba la doza ba kaba. Meka taba la daba kova rabaka. Iba la deka ba rosta ba. Meka shaba ba 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 la diga rasta ba. Manda ba la daba kava radaba. Iba la doza ba 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 la kaba. Iba radosta ba na ba la ka. Iba la gasha ba rakasha ba. Meko shaba daba la dika ba. Mata ba la daba koza ba. Meko sabada ba la deva, manda ba rasta bakaba, iba la gosta ba radosta ba, iba la ba rosta ba daba, manda ba la ba kasta ba daba, manda ba rabako savada ba mekata bala de bakosta banda ba mekata banda bala de bakasta ba manda bala de ba rabada ba mekata bala te ba rada bala kaba manda bala bala de kasta banda ba ibalo sabara kataba manda baka sabaya ibala do zabaya ikato satabala de gaba manda ba rova kaba sabara ba ibala gada baka sabada bara ibalo sabaka te zaba manda bala da baka ba meka sabanda bala kate ba manda bala kate ba la bako saba in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I want to show you a beautiful scripture. You love the scripture. In Ephesians chapter 1 from the verse number 16. It's a prayer Paul prayed for the church in Ephesus. And he said some very profound things. He said, we can start from verse 15. Yes. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Let's see the prayers he prayed. He said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So you see, as you're knowing the Lord, there's the spirit of wisdom and revelation that helps you appreciate the Lord more. That helps you recognize the Lord more. That helps you understand the Lord more. So tonight, as you've come for this LC life, you're going to receive knowledge of the Lord, and you need wisdom and revelation to appreciate all that is going to be said. And that's what we're going to pray about. You know, in the book of Galatians, Paul said something profound. He said, I went up by revelation. The way you go up is by revelation. You make decisions by revelation. And so I want you to be conscious of the fact that today you're going to receive light in the word of God. You're going to receive revelation. You gain understanding. So lift your voice and begin to pray concerning revelation. Manda ba lo ga shaba ba 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 manda ba la ka shaba ba 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 manda ba la ga shaba da ba la ga ta ba manda ba la ga da ba ko shaba da ba ikata ba la de ge ba ra ba ka ba manda ba ka shaba da ba la de ge ba ra ba ka ba manda ba shaba da ba la de ge ba la ba ka ba ikata ba lo shaba da ba la da ba ka ba irosta ba da ba la de ba ka sta ba Bako Shataba, revelation, to understand what will be shared. Meka Shobaka Bala Deva, to grasp what will be shared by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Moka Bala Degeba, Bako Shababa Bala Deva, Bako Shaba Dekataba Raba, Manda Balo Baba Baba Radaba, to receive all that you need to receive in this meeting by the power of the Holy Ghost. Manda Bako Shababa Baba, Igadaba Laba Ladaba Gaba. Rosaba, manda bala gada bala deke shaba, bika shabanda bala daba, manda bako shabada ba, ista banda bala kata bala bagaba, manda bako shabada bala digaba raba, baka shabada bako shaba, eros tenandi gata bala bagaba, manda bala bako shababa ba, manda bala daba kabala digaba, osta banda bala teba raba kaba, abako Shababa, light in the word. Makota bando ba, rataba kozaba. Igapa late keshaba. Maka shabada bakaba. The eyes of your understanding being flooded with light by the power of the Holy Ghost. Madaba kozabanda ba, labakoba. Igato shabada ba, rataba. Malaba kozaba, rataba. Igataba lo zabada ba. Mandaba lagaba lo shaba. Ikataba ladaba. Radiga, Ibosha Bala Baraba, Manda Bala Baba Baba Badaba, Manda Bala Bala Gata Bala Daba, Meka Shaba Baba Baba Baba, Manda Bala Bala Gaba Laba Laba, Manda Bakosta Banda Bala Ba, Meka Stabanda Baka Taba, Mata Bala Gadaba, Radaba, Ragaba, Iba Baba Baba Lo Saba, Manda Bala Gaba Saba Baba, Iga Bala Bara Bakaba, Mata. Ba la ba la ba ra ba ka ba manda ba ka ba la ba 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 la da ba meka shaba da ba e igata ba la de ba ko shaba ba 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 manda ba ko shaba rakaba laba meko shaba radaba. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Light and revelation is yours. You understand everything that is taught. You receive all that you need to receive by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Can I show you a scripture? Can I show you a scripture? Hebrews chapter 13. We'll read from the verse number 5. Hebrews chapter 13, the verse number 5. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now, it doesn't end there. There's a reason why he said the things he said. He said, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. We've been receiving many things from our man of God. Now, I want you to boldly say, begin to boldly declare who God has made you to be. Begin to boldly declare your place in Christ, your stand in Christ. Begin to boldly declare in the name of Jesus, I am the righteousness of God. I have the life of God in me. I'm full of grace. In the mighty name of Jesus, I have understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm full of revelation. In the mighty name of Jesus, I progress and I excel in everything I do. In the name of Jesus, everything around me flourishes by the power of the Holy Spirit. I have joy. I'm full of joy. I'm full of joy. Say it again. I'm full of joy. I receive the word of God with joy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah! We had a wonderful time with Bishop Daddy last week, and today we are here again to listen to what the Lord has for us. But we want to first worship Him in the beauty of holiness. So all standing with our hands lifted up and our hearts filled with gratitude, I want you to speak in the language of the Spirit wherever you are and bless the name of the Lord. The Bible says that when we speak in tongues, we give thanks well. So I want us to speak in tongues as loud as we can with our hands lifted up. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. You're a good God. You're great and you're greatly to be praised, Lord. We adore you. The word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name. Your love is greater. one more time. What a wonderful name it is. Lift up your hands and say, what a wonderful name it is. The name, the name. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a wonderful name. The name.
Your sister King.
Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just wave your hands to the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just give him all the glory. As we welcome our Father, just wave your hands to the Lord and bless his name.
Hello, welcome to LC Live. What a blessing.
What a blessing.
My name is Bishop Isaac,
a.k.a.
Otibuati, a.k.a. Bishop Daddy. Yo. It's a blessing to have you once again. We're excited to be coming your way. This is our second LC Live meeting, which is Love Center Live meeting. We're excited to be with you. We are glad to have the opportunity, the strength, to be here with you, and I know that tonight we are going to have a very wonderful time together. I want to acknowledge all our cell shepherds. Thank you. You are doing a great job. Thank you. All our cell shepherds in our churches worldwide, in our church in the north, Tamale, Wa. We love you. We appreciate you. All our churches in Ashanti region, all our churches in Greater Accra region. I want to be mentioning yourselves,
wow,
your locations and all of that specifically, so that we give you shout-outs, real shout-outs. So you'll be hearing from us as the weeks go by, but we are excited to be coming your way. I'm sure you enjoyed the prayer meeting. I'm sure you enjoyed the worship as well, and it's time for the word. And tonight, I'm privileged to have Reverend Kobe with us.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank
all
you,
the
Daddy,
way from Kumasi.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank
welcome
you,
Daddy. To the set.
Thank you so much.
What say
I'm
you?
So excited to be here. It's a wonderful opportunity. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
For all you've done for me, for all the many years of training and help.
Wow.
And I'm happy to be here with you.
Wow.
Thank you, sir.
What a blessing.
What a
I think
blessing.
One of the first things I remember about us is my visit to your room.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you
I
were sitting on a bed, something
yes,
like that.
I was wearing a singlet.
Yeah.
That was my first day in church.
Amazing.
And I was wondering what you were doing there.
Amazing.
I was so
after
shocked.
I came to your room after
yes.
service.
Yes, you came after the
shepherds.
Service.
After service, go to people's room. Shepherds, go to someone's room. You never know. Maybe it's Pastor Kobe's room you are going to.
Yes.
I tell you.
And you prophesied to me.
Wow.
Yeah, you told me that if I follow what was happening, God was going to use me.
Amazing.
I didn't even know what we were talking about. I had no.
So you were not interested in the ministry?
At all.
Yeah.
At all.
You are here by mistake.
It's like a scam. It's a
what
great
a blessing.
Blessing.
What a
yes.
blessing. It's good to
thank
have you.
You
it's
Daddy.
Good to have
thank
you. I know
you.
We are going to have
I'm
a lovely
excited
time.
Excited to be here.
It's a blessing.
Yeah.
So last week we shared on how to receive the Spirit, and this week we are sharing
powerful.
On benefits of speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, benefits of speaking in tongues. So I want to welcome all of you once again. I want to welcome all our new members, those who are joining us for the first time in our LC meeting, our Love Center meeting. You are welcome. I trust you're having a lovely time, and I know you're going to stay.
Oh, yes.
I know you're going to be in church on Sunday.
Oh, yes.
I can't wait to see you in church on Sunday. It's a blessing. I want to. We are going to be sharing concerning the benefits of speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
And the first point I have here is that to speak in tongues is to have your spirit pray by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
To speak in tongues is to have your spirit pray by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. Can you show us 1 Corinthians 14, 14? Paul says, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful." So last week we learned that when you receive the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's presence comes with the evidence of speaking in tongues, or the gift of speaking, of tongue speaking. If you read in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, look at Mark 16, 15. "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Verse 16, then he says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned."
Yeah.
Then he says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. Number one, in my name shall they cast out devils. Number two, they shall speak with new tongues."
Hallelujah.
They shall speak with new tongues. So one of the evidences Jesus gave of our believing in him is speaking with new tongues. So when you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive the gift of tongue speaking. You begin to speak in language of the Spirit. And last Wednesday, we were sharing concerning how the Spirit gives you utterance.
Yeah.
If you remember, he gives you utterance, and then you speak. You don't expect the Holy Spirit to be opening your mouth,
no,
you know, supernaturally.
No, not at
to
all.
Be able to speak in tongues.
No, that would be strange.
Like that would be very strange.
Yeah.
We don't do that. I don't know if you've ever had any
that would
experience.
Be very strange. That means that you are not the one praying. You don't control when. So it means that you could even end up speaking in tongues somewhere, like, and you have no control over. That's almost possession.
Yeah.
That's not inspiration.
It's like
your
fetish priestess.
Something like that, yes.
Yeah.
Something has come on you and you have to.
It's on you. Right now, it has to come.
No.
It doesn't work like that. It doesn't
I beat like you that. Somewhere,
Yeah. So the Spirit of God is a gentleman.
Yeah.
And he gives you utterance. And then you do the speaking. So you cannot relegate that to the Spirit.
No.
The Spirit does something and then you do something. Do you see? Now, praying in tongues is actually your spirit praying to the Spirit. So let me show you there. It says to speak in tongues is to have your spirit pray by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So in this particular verse in 1 Corinthians 14, 14, it says, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful." The Amplified Version shows us that my spirit, it says, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prays." So it's like tongue speaking is God's means of helping you share fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Because when you start speaking in tongues, you are actually, it's like talking to Pastor Kobe here.
Yeah.
You see, as we are talking,
yeah,
we can share fellowship because we are speaking the same language.
Yeah.
So the language of the Spirit is tongue speaking. As you're praying in tongues, you're actually speaking the language of the Spirit, and you get to, the Holy Spirit gets to interact with you, and you get to experience all the many ministries of the Holy Spirit, which we are going to be mentioning as we go. You see, so it's very important. Paul, the apostle, said in verse 18 of this same book, same chapter, 1 Corinthians 14, 18, he says, I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than you all.
Wow.
Paul shows us his success. I thank my God I speak with tongues more than ye all. Because tongue speaking is very, very, very important. It's God's means of bringing us into fellowship with him, fellowship with the Spirit, and helping us in many dimensions and in many ways. And we are going to be talking about them. I don't know if you have anything to say about what I'm saying.
Yeah. When you have the same language with someone, the fellowship is deeper.
Wow.
You know, when, let's say, you travel somewhere, and then this is an English-speaking country, but you're a Ghan, and then you meet someone who speaks Ghan.
Mm.
Even though you were speaking English and you could understand each other, when you switch to the Ghan, the feeling is deeper.
Yeah.
I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. So whenever you are speaking in tongues...
And that's what happens everywhere.
Yes.
I mean, I end up speaking more in my local language abroad than I do
when you are here.
Yeah. If I'm with my wife somewhere abroad, we'll speak to you because you don't want the other people to hear what you're saying. You know, and you end up speaking to you.
And there's a deeper connection, there's a deeper feeling. And that's what happens when you speak in tongues. Mm. Yes,
mm. What a blessing.
Yeah.
What a blessing. What a blessing. I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all.
That's a bold statement.
I tell you, Paul, it means that Paul was having a lot of fellowship with the Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, and no wonder he had the fruit, he had the result
he had. Yeah.
Because he was praying in tongues a lot. You know, Reverend Josh taught us something some years ago. I think pastors, just a year ago, about Paul's journeys, missionary journeys, and how he did a lot of walking. And he said Paul prayed in tongues a lot because he was walking a lot. And he was just praying in tongues as he would go. So it's a blessing. Yeah. It's a gift of the Spirit that empowers you, that helps you, that brings you forward and helps you to succeed. And helps. Yes. I mean, if you are fellowshipping with God, it means that you have a lot. The one you fellowship with, you end up looking like.
Yeah.
And you end up picking a lot of things.
Behaving like the person.
Mm-hmm.
Like having similar experiences as the person. Even picking the person's mind.
Exactly.
You end up having the person's responses.
Yeah.
And how the person will react to situations. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, even as branch pastors, maybe someone hears the message, it's like, oh, you are really preaching like daddy.
Wow.
Because we fellowship with you, because we hear you and we listen to you a lot. Mm. So if you are having that kind of fellowship with God, that means that you are going to experience and have the ability to exhibit all the God qualities that God has destined for us to have.
Mm.
And it's a great experience. I think that's what makes Christianity exciting.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's a life.
Yes.
It's a pulsating life.
Yeah.
It's something that is alive.
It's something that is real.
It's real.
It's not religion.
It's not religion at all. It's
faking.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's nice.
Mm.
It's beautiful.
You cannot fake.
Yeah.
Ish. The other thing is that when you speak in tongues, you speak directly and privately with God.
Wow.
So it still borders on the intimacy we are talking about.
Yeah.
The amazing thing about the scriptures is that the Bible lets us know, Jesus lets us know, that the reason for his coming is to bring us into fellowship with the Godhead.
Yeah.
Is to bring us into intimacy with the Godhead.
Yeah.
And every group has a language.
Yeah.
The Godhead has a language.
Yeah.
And tongue speaking is the language of the Godhead.
Beautiful.
And God just gives us that ability to speak with him privately. So this version, this Bible, this particular verse says, look at 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. 1 Corinthians 14, verse. But a copy if you can read it to us.
For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries.
No man understands him.
No man understands him.
No man. So when I'm praying in tongues, I'm not speaking to you.
No.
Shift your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I'm not speaking to you when I speak in tongues.
I'm not speaking to you.
Lift your hand like this and shake your hand like this and slap your neighbor over there, right there.
I'm not speaking to you.
I'm speaking to the Lord.
Yeah.
You see, I'm sharing intimacies with the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what is happening.
Yeah.
You are talking to the Lord one-on-one. God can talk to you. You can talk to him back.
Yeah.
That's why praying in tongues. You should never pray in tongues absent-mindedly.
Yeah.
You should pray in tongues and
with
bring your mind to what you're doing.
Yeah.
Myself, I don't know if you...
Pray, you know, Daddy has taught us that prayer is communication.
Mm.
And communication is not a monologue. It's not like you are performing. That's why I'm saying that it brings the reality into Christianity.
Do the science students understand monologue? I think monologue is an art word.
It's not like you are doing a performance for God.
Mm.
You know, people pray and it's like they are performing for God. No. But as you are speaking in tongues, you must pray with expectation that you are also receiving from God. When you understand that there's a language between you and God, there is a higher expectation. And it makes prayer exciting.
Mm.
Now, people don't like praying because it's raw.
Mm.
It's not nice. But when you are talking to someone who really loves you, it's an exciting experience.
Yeah.
I mean, people talk all night.
I tell you,
with their, you get what I'm talking about. Yeah, all night.
I've done some.
But being in my house, sometimes you can come down in the night and you see that somebody is whispering on the phone.
Someone is in the corner. Somewhere, whispering on the phone. Man,
and you are sleepy, but
all
you are still talking.
This house, we know you now.
You are sleeping, but you are still talking. Huh? The girl is asking, are you asleep? No, I'm not asleep. So when you understand that speaking in tongues is a way you are communicating with God. Yeah. And immediately, God always wants to talk to us. The Bible says that whosoever is born of God hears the words of God. So he's always excited to talk to us. And when you have the expectation, that means that you are going to hear him. And when you hear him, he's excited. You want to talk to him some more. So prayer moves from being a chore to becoming a love relationship, a love language between you and God. And it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
That's God's aim. God, can you imagine that God's first aim? I've said it. I want to say it again. God's first aim is not for us to do evangelism or to do soul winning. God's first aim for our salvation is not to do evangelism or to win souls. His first aim for our salvation is to have intimacy with us.
Amazing.
Some few days ago, Reverend George was sharing me a vision. He said he just woke up and he was just talking to the Lord, just loving the Lord. Then he closed his eyes for a minute and then he just had a vision. Jesus appears to him and tells him that I am looking for intimates. I'm looking for best friends.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking for best friends. And it tallies with what the Word of God says.
Wow.
Jesus said concerning the Father, he says, the Father seeketh such. John chapter 4, verse 23. Look at John 4, 23. It says, God is a spirit. Okay, but the hour, verse 23, says, but the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such. To worship him. Yeah. The Father seeketh such.
He's looking.
He's looking for people to share intimacies with them. And praying in tongues is God's chosen way. You see, at the Tower of Babel, the oneness that people were enjoying was being used to do evil.
Yeah.
They were trying to fight against God.
Yeah.
So God set confusion amongst them by changing their language.
Yeah.
You see, he changed their language. So that they could not work together. Yeah. So that they could not have oneness.
Yeah.
But in the New Testament, God gives us a language that is like we have a language that has been restored.
Yeah.
You see, the one language at the Tower of Babel was divided into many languages.
Yeah.
In the New Testament, that the many languages are brought together into one language.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
What language was God speaking with Adam?
Yeah.
What was Adam? Which dialect was Adam using? You see, which dialect was the serpent speaking in?
Yeah.
You see, is that I believe strongly that it's the dialect that God has restored to us through speaking in tongues, so that we can share intimacies with Him, go very deep with Him.
Yeah.
And as you pray in tongues like that, you are actually speaking directly to God. It says, no man understands what you're saying, but in the spirit, you are speaking mysteries.
So special.
Coded language.
So special.
The coded language between you and God.
Yeah.
Special language between you and God. Very and I don't think we should take it for granted at
all.
I don't know if you have anything to say about that.
It's so beautiful. I remember my first experience speaking in tongues. You know, it was in a meeting. Pastor Mark prayed for me. And I noticed that I was even criticizing people who were speaking in tongues right before then.
Wow.
But when I started speaking in tongues, even though I didn't understand, let's say, from the scriptures, the things that were coming, the things that was happening, in that moment, the kind of closeness, the kind of fellowship I could feel with the Spirit was something that nothing could explain. So when I started speaking, I never stopped. I was always looking for an opportunity to be alone. I mean, sometimes even when I'm in the midst of people, I'm praying under my breath, hoping that they will leave soon enough for me to start praying.
Wow.
And I think it's a beautiful thing. I think the devil has tried to attack it and to make it into things that it is not, brought a whole lot of lies.
Yeah.
But then immediately you engage in it, you see the truth.
Hallelujah.
Immediately you engage in it by faith, you experience the things that we are talking about. So it's something that you have to consciously practice. So as we are talking like this, practice. Like on your way back from LC meeting, speak in tongues. When you get to your room, speak in tongues. And when you start speaking in tongues, you start noticing all the things that we are saying. You are going to experience all the things that we are saying. And it's going to make your life a beautiful one.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, you cannot talk to God and share your needs I mean, prayer is very short.
Yeah.
When it's just about your needs.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that.
Amen.
You don't need 2-3 minutes
yeah,
for that.
Yeah.
2-3-4 minutes, you are fine.
So people wonder why we pray for so long.
A long time. Yeah. You see, because prayer is not primarily for
asking for
asking
things.
For things.
Yeah.
Prayer is primarily for sharing intimacy with the Lord.
God bless you.
You see, and tongue speaking is for that purpose, to help us to be able to talk to God, share intimacy with God. That's why you must bring your mind. It's something you must bring your mind to. You know, in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14, where we read,
yeah.
Look at 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14. So if I pray in unknown tongue, my spirit prayed, but my understanding is unfruitful. So the issue is that your understanding is unfruitful. If you're not careful, your mind will just be roaming about.
Oh.
You can be praying in tongues. Madusha apalo gada bada bada, and you are thinking you are cooking jollof rice, banku and tilapia, abengkwine, something. You are cooking.
Yeah.
You are doing something very wild.
Yeah.
With your mind.
Yeah.
You can be. You are preparing some spaghetti. Something.
Swimming.
You are swimming. You can't wait to see your beloved.
Oh yes.
You are praying to Malaba. You are like, when I see her, oh Lord. So your mind can just go. And you will not get much from
yeah.
So he lets us know in the next verse. He says that, what is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I'll pray with the understanding also.
Yeah.
I'll sing with the spirit, and I'll sing with the understanding also. So are you pray with the spirit, which is praying in tongues,
yeah.
And then you get, so he says, I will get an understanding out of it.
Yeah.
So that I can pray with my understanding as well.
Yeah.
It's very important that you bring your mind to what you're doing. Sometimes people ask, you know, how do you hear from the Lord?
Yeah.
How do you hear from the Lord?
Yeah.
You know, I asked someone to come and preach some time back. And for 1 week, he said, yeah, he has prayed for all. He couldn't hear anything. And he was wondering, how do you hear from the Lord? Pastor Kobe, how do you hear from the Lord?
Hallelujah. it's amazing. You know, we are taught the word of God as we receive the word of God. The word of God is the language of God. And reading Hebrews chapter 1, the Bible talks about the fact that God, who are
in sundry times
and in diverse manners spoken to us by the prophet, as in this last day spoken to us by his son.
Mm-hmm.
And the daddy has taught us that it's actually beautiful.
Mm.
By the hisses in brackets, you know, it's actually in son. So the word of God is... the Jesus is the word of God.
Oh yes.
And Jesus is the language of God.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, but then the inspiration of the word of God, last week we heard that the inspiration of the word of God is actually the spirit.
Yeah.
The word of God is given by the inspiration of the spirit.
Yeah.
So when your spirit is engaged as you speak in tongues, the word of God inside you comes alive.
Oh yes.
So your spirit is more open.
Mm.
Your spirit is more ready, receptive to signals from the spirit when you pray in tongues. Because as you are praying in tongues, sometimes there are people who receive the word of God and are still so dull.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're still so dull. They are dull of hearing. Mm. They are not quickened by the word of God because their spirit is not active.
Mm.
Yes, because there are people who speak in tongues but don't pray in tongues.
Yeah.
They pray in tongues only on Sundays.
Yeah.
But if you are someone who prays in tongues a lot, the word of God is always alive in your spirit.
Yeah.
So it's difficult for you to say that maybe I prayed and then God didn't say anything.
Mm.
And don't say that, how will I know whether it is God or it is not God? Mm. I always tell people that when your mother calls you, you struggle to know that this is your mother.
Or not.
You don't struggle to know that this is your mother. And I used to always feel that, you know, that it takes, maybe you have to mature.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was a day I was watching my wife and the baby.
Mm.
And I noticed that the baby knows the mother's voice.
Oh, yes.
Right from a baby.
Mm.
So immediately you are born again, you know the voice of the Father.
Jesus said, my sheep know my voice.
Yeah. They hear my voice. Yeah. So if the more you speak in tongues, the more your spirit is alive to catch the signal. Mm. And when you catch the signal, it's undeniable. You know that God has spoken to you. And so that even when you want to deny it, it's difficult to deny it because you know that God has spoken to you, because the word of God is quickened in your spirit. Yeah. And the more you speak in tongues, the more alive your spirit is, the lighter you become.
Yeah.
The Bible says that the wind blows where it listeth. Mm. It blows where it wills.
Mm.
And it says, you don't know where it is coming from or where it is going to.
Mm.
And it says, but you hear the sound.
Mm.
The Greek word is where we get the English word, phonetics.
Yeah.
You see, you hear the sound. So as you are speaking in tongues, it is the sound of the Spirit that is coming from you.
Mm.
And you become light.
Mm.
You become, the Holy Spirit can move you around.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit can inspire you.
Yeah.
And that's what it takes, God talking to you for him to move you around.
Oh, yeah.
It takes God talking to you for him to direct you to do something.
Mm.
So I think speaking in tongues is so important.
So important.
I think it's so important.
We cannot overemphasize
it.
You know, and ultimately, when God speaks to you, you will know it in your mind.
Yeah.
That's why you should not play with your mind.
Yeah.
You may not know how powerful your mind is. The whole aim of God, okay, is to renew your mind. Is to get your mind to be filled with him, with his word.
Yeah.
Okay, so as you're praying in tongues, you must bring your mind to what you're doing in order to receive when the Lord speaks to you.
Yeah.
You and God, like Pastor Kobe is saying, God speaks to you through his word.
Yeah.
The word of God is God's medium of speaking to us.
Yeah.
You see, it's the main thing. So I want us to quickly go through. Can you imagine? Our time is almost up. What a shock. All right, let's get into it.
Wow.
So let's get into some of the benefits of speaking in tongues. You have quite a number, but I want us to just pick one or two.
Okay.
The first one is that when you speak in tongues, you edify yourself.
Oh, yes.
You edify yourself or you build yourself up spiritually. You build yourself up spiritually. Can we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4? 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4. It says that he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. So there's something called edifying yourself. Can we read other versions?
That
can you
help TPT.
Us? TPT. Let's look at TPT. It says, the one who speaks in tongues advances his own spiritual progress.
Oh, yes.
The one who speaks in tongues advances his own spiritual progress. So you want to develop spiritually.
Yeah.
What you need to do is to pray in tongues. The more you pray in tongues, the more you advanced spiritually. You see, and when we say advanced spiritually, what we are talking about is, the fact that you're advancing in the word.
Yeah.
You see, the word of God, like Pastor Kobe was saying, the word of God is quickened unto you.
Yeah.
As the things you have been reading, so you've been reading the Bible, you've read Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 5, Luke chapter, but you may not have much, you may not know how it even applies to your life.
Yeah.
But as you pray in tongues, that same word is quickened. It becomes alive unto you. God, you just receive from the Lord. You just receive information from the Lord that helps you to live, gives you direction for your life. In Genesis chapter 1, we see the Spirit. The Bible says that the Spirit of God hovered upon the surface of the deep. Do you see? The Spirit of God moved, then it says, and God said.
Yeah.
So there must always be the movement of the Spirit for God to say.
Yeah.
So praying in tongues is the movement of the Spirit.
Oh, yes.
That helps you to receive God's word for your quickening and for your life. Jesus says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit
and they are life.
And they are life. So praying in tongues quickens you up or develops you up or advances you in order to have the word of God become more real in your life. Without the Holy Spirit, the word of God cannot become real in your
life. At all.
And praying in tongues is sharing intimacy with the Spirit so that the Spirit of God can make the word of God alive to you. I don't know if you have anything to say about that.
I think what you're saying is so beautiful, you know. As when sometimes we wonder why people read the same Bible we read and then even end up going off.
Mm.
Yeah. There are people, someone can say, I read the Bible and because of that, I don't believe in God.
Exactly.
There are people who are lecturers, they have doctorates and
theologians.
They are theologians.
Yeah.
And their life in the Bible says it is the Spirit that giveth life.
Oh,
yes. The flesh profits nothing.
Oh,
yes. Then he said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The life that is in the word is quickened by the Spirit. So if, as you engage the Spirit, the Bible becomes life. People wonder, how come you are able to read your Bible every day?
And even understand.
Some people think maybe it is self-discipline. It is not.
No.
Yeah, some people think that it's well, maybe you like reading. Mm. No, not at all. As students, we don't like reading. I'm looking at Pastor Alex. We don't like reading. But then, as the Holy Spirit comes into your life and stirs you up, He gets you on your feet, and the things of the Spirit start becoming nice for you. So, speak in tongues a lot. That's what I would say. Just speak in tongues. Don't, as Daddy was saying, bring your mind to what you are doing.
Yeah.
Just by understanding the power of what you are doing. And then just keep going. Just speak in tongues a lot. And you start seeing all these things that we are saying happening in your life. It's beautiful.
Yeah. That's spiritual edification. So always when we talk about building yourself up spiritually, don't think that your spirit man is growing.
No.
Our spirit man does not grow.
Spirits don't grow.
Spirits don't grow. The demons your family have not grown. They are still the same demons of people.
Yeah.
You know, so our spirits don't grow, but our understanding of what has happened to us in the spirit is what grows.
Yeah.
So we develop, it's called the renewal of the mind.
Yeah.
Do you see? Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yeah. This is what Christianity is all about.
Yeah.
Christianity is all about the renewal of your mind concerning God, concerning Jesus, concerning the spirit, concerning love, concerning faith, concerning... You just develop, you know, more understanding into all these things that God has made available. You see, Philemon 1:6 is a very classic example of what it means to develop spiritually. It says that the communication of your faith, I pray that the communication of your faith will become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. You see, so developing spiritually has to do with becoming more conscious of what Christ has worked in you already. Through his death, burial, and resurrection. That's what spiritual growth is all about. Now, praying in tongues helps you and deepens your understanding. That's what happens.
Yeah.
As you pray in tongues, that's why your mind is so important.
Mm-hmm.
I beg you, don't be praying in tongues with your mind gallivanting all around the world.
Yeah.
Globe around the world in 80 days. You're just moving up and down, up and down, up and down. No, you may not get anything out of it. Okay, you may not get anything. You need to bring your mind to what you're doing, and then, you know, the Holy Spirit will just be quickening the Word of God to you more and more. It's an amazing thing.
It's nice.
It's an amazing thing. Now, the other benefit is that it gives you access to the divine secrets of God.
Yeah.
Let me look at this. It gives us access to the hidden wisdom of God, which has been ordained to our glory.
Mm-hmm.
So, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter verse 2. 7.
Yeah.
Can you read it to us, Pastor Kobe? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7.
It says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
Hallelujah.
Next verse.
Yeah.
It says, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Then it says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Verse 10. It says, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit.
Hallelujah.
It says, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Verse 11. It says, for what man knoweth the things of the man, save the Spirit of the man that is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Verse 12. It says, now we have received the Spirit. We have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us of God. It says, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual with spiritual. It's nice in the Amplified.
Verse 13
Amplified. It says, and we are setting this truth forth in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truth with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. Yes.
Wow. Listen, there are things concerning your life that are hidden. It says they are hidden. They are meant for our glory, but they are hidden. Do you see? Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirits of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. There are things that are freely given to us of God, and they are hidden, you know, in the spirit realm. As you pray in tongues like that, those things start coming to you. The Bible says that the secrets of the Lord are with those
that fear
Him.
Yeah.
Other version says the friendship of the Lord are with those that fear Him. So secrets is the same as friendship.
Yeah.
So because we are friends with God, God calls us His friends. We are the seed of Abraham.
Yeah.
And because we are the seed of Abraham, just like Abraham was called the friend of God, we are also called the friend of God.
Yeah.
James chapter 2, verse 23 says that now Abraham believed God. It says in the scripture also filled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Then it says, and he was called the friend of God. Now we are the friends of God as well. And God shares his secrets with us.
Mm-hmm.
God shared secrets. What? He says, shall I hide anything from Abraham? Seeing that he shall become a great nation.
Yeah.
Seeing that the world shall be blessed in him. Yeah. I can't hide from things from him. In the same way, God also does not hide things from us. So as you pray, the way to know the things that have been hidden concerning your life, your wife, where you live.
Location. Yeah. And it's so important.
It's so important. Yeah. So important. How your life will be. It's all in the spirit. And God, it is God's desire, it is God's will to reveal them unto you by His Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
How does that happen? Through speaking in tongues. As you pray in tongues, the Lord brings you. I can't tell you how many times I've had images come to me as I pray in tongues.
Yeah.
Images of things God wants me to do.
Yeah.
Or images of things God wants accomplished. I just see them in pictures. The building you are sitting in now. I saw it as I was praying.
Yeah.
Praying in tongues, and then it comes to you like that.
Yeah.
I've seen various meetings.
Yeah.
There are meetings that we have, and I've already seen it.
Yeah.
Through prayer.
Years ahead.
Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. How does He do it practically? Through praying in tongues.
Wow.
As you're praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit shows you. He reveals to you the things that are hidden. He says, but that's as it's written, eye has not seen. We just read it. Eye has not seen. Ear has not heard. Neither has it been revealed.
Entered into the heart of any man.
That is in verse 9. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it's written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. The things which God has prepared for them that love Him.
Hallelujah.
Because you love Him, He says, yeah, there are things that He has prepared for you.
But
He has revealed them, verse 10. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. So God reveals these things to you by His Spirit. He that speaks in an unknown tongue does not speak unto men, but speaks to God. He says that He's speaking. As I pray in the Spirit, my Spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me, prays. As you're sharing those intimacies, the Lord can now share with you secrets concerning your life. I remember when we got married fresh. For the first 3 years, we didn't have a child.
Yeah.
And there was nothing wrong with any of us,
my
wife nor me. But there was no child coming. People were seeing all kinds of things. I remember hearing somewhere that I'd used my sperms for church growth. My sperms for church growth. That's why the church is growing, but I don't have a child.
Yes.
Yeah, they changed their mouth when a child came. You know, but in our fourth year of marriage, my wife conceived. But prior to that, I had seen.
Yeah.
Both of us had seen way before it happened.
You had mentioned it.
I'd mentioned so many times.
Yeah, I had seen my daughter.
Yeah, serving me, even the name and all of that. God had shown all those things that were hidden had been revealed to me. So I was not walking through those things afraid. There was no fear. Even though it was very challenging, but what had been seen helped for us to go through that phase of our lives.
What a blessing.
And that's what happens when, it's one of the major benefits of praying in tongues. As you pray in tongues, hidden secrets, things are revealed to you. Your future should not be so unknown to you that you are depressed.
You are fretting.
You are anxious. I mean, it shouldn't be like that. If you're a child of God, filled with the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit has a ministry of revealing to you what is hidden concerning you. I don't know if...
I had an experience. I was in school. We were writing exams. And I think just a few days to the exams, the lecturer brought a last handout and it was just a sheet.
Wow.
And I didn't know.
Mm.
So I'm in the exams hall and I even thought I was done. I flip, I see a last question. And I know nothing about it.
Mm.
Like, it's alien. So... when I saw it, I started speaking in tongues.
Mm.
So I started speaking in tongues so much that the one in front of me and the one by me, the one in front of me turned around and said, why, you didn't increase? And I didn't mind him. So I spoke in tongues for about maybe 5 minutes, 3 minutes. And then when I stopped, I started hearing, it was as though someone was dictating to me.
Wow.
So the answers was a list. Mm. So I just started writing.
Mm.
So immediately the exams ended, I rushed out and I was like, what was this?
Mm.
What happened?
Mm.
And they said, oh, it's here. They gave, it was in this handout. I'd never seen it. So I took the handout and I checked and I'd written the answers in the order that it appeared in the handout.
Wow.
Yes. Exactly the same order.
Wow.
And I through my time in school, I noticed I never had the experience of learning something that wouldn't come in the exam hall, because daddy taught us.
Mm.
You know, before then, when I come to learn, Father, help me remember. We pray for retentive memory. I don't know if you ever prayed for retentive memory. But daddy taught us that that's not the right way to do it.
Mm.
Spend time speaking in tongues. Mm. Soak yourself in the Holy Ghost before you study.
Mm.
So that's how I would study. I'll pray, mm-hmm. and then start reading.
You don't pray and not and read.
Oh no, you
and
must
you don't read.
Read
and not pray. You do both.
And then as I'm studying, like I'm just, it was just a nice experience.
Mm.
So he's showing you things to come. He's revealing things to you, showing you things that are yours. Jesus said that all that the Father has is mine.
Mm.
He says, I'm leaving the Spirit with you. He says, when he comes, he will declare it to you. Because what Jesus has is actually yours too.
Mm.
So it's not that the Spirit is coming to give it to you, but he's come to show you.
Show you.
Show you how to access, access it, how to enjoy it, and how to experience it. And I think it's a beautiful, beautiful.
The Holy Spirit is the administration of God.
Everything
he's the one who makes what God has, all that God belongs to God, real and practical to you in your life. You cannot ignore. I want us, even though it's time, there's one last thing I believe we should talk about, which is in Jude chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. So I just want to show you this. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You see, it's for a reason. It says, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. It's not a full stop, it's a comma.
Mm-hmm.
It shows you what it is for. Keep yourselves in the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
So praying in tongues helps you to keep yourself
in the love of God. Yeah.
The word keep is a locative case. It means it's like a fish in an aquarium.
Wow.
When a fish is in an aquarium in your house, the fish is in your house, but the fish is not in your house.
He's in the aquarium.
The fish is in the aquarium. So all the things that are affecting the house,
there can
be hunger going on in the house,
wow.
there can be air conditioning fault problem, whatever. Whatever is going on in the house, that's not affect that fish.
Wow.
Because it is found inside the aquarium. It's in a different environment, even though it is in your house.
Wow.
So in the same way, praying in tongues keeps you in the environment of God's love, keeps you in the knowledge of how much God loves you, how much you are loved by the Lord. Speaking in tongues brings you into that place of the knowledge of the love of God, which puts you over. That knowledge is what puts you over. The Bible says that in all these things, we are more than conquerors.
More than conquerors.
Through him
that loved us. Yeah.
So being overcoming in this life and having victory in this life is as a result of your consciousness of how much God loves you. God loves you too much to let something bad happen to you.
Oh, yes.
God loves you too much to let you go hungry.
Oh, yes.
God loves you too much to let you not have that job. God loves you too much to allow you your life to be destroyed. You see, and speaking in tongues keeps you in the love of God. I pray that you are kept in the love of God this week. I pray that God will honor his word concerning your life. I pray that God will bless you and increase you and cause you to experience his goodness and reveal all the truths that are hidden concerning your life and help you to share intimacies with him throughout this week. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a blessing.
What a blessing.
What a blessing.
What a blessing.
I know you have enjoyed your time with us this evening. It's been a wonderful time. The announcement is that Believers Convention is happening. Just in the week.
Yes.
Just this Saturday.
It's happening
practically this Saturday.
Hallelujah.
Here at the SARS.
We'll be there.
Our HQ. Make sure you are coming. Make sure you are coming. All cell shepherds and shepherds in Accra. This is your time to shine.
Yes.
This is your time to let heaven stand still and have a look.
We believe in your ministry.
We believe in your ministry. We can't wait to see you on Saturday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then 15th opportunity is coming as well.
Oh, yes.
So much speed is getting
it
nearer.
It is our birthday.
It is our birthday.
Yes.
I can't wait to celebrate with you.
Yes.
I can't wait to see the honor that you will do the servant of God to the glory of God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to take up a good offering as
thank
we pray
you,
about the
Jesus.
Offering. Father, thank you for blessing us with these offerings. Thank you that we are advancing as we are giving. Thank you for supply. Thank you for blessings untold. Thank you that this week is the best financial week we have ever had. Thank you that money is coming from everywhere to your glory and to your praise, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. So your self shepherd is going to take over for 30 minutes. If it goes beyond 30 minutes, lift your hand and say, objection, my Lord. Yeah, it's not supposed to go beyond 30 minutes. So yeah. Share. Have some interaction, some questions will be asked, some answers will be given. Yeah, take communion, be blessed.
Take vast offering,
be blessed. You have to come to church on Sunday, be blessed. Pastor Kobe, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
I don't know if you've enjoyed Pastor Kobe.
Thank you.
He's also called Pastor Daddy. And I'm called Bishop Daddy. God bless you. Have a lovely week. Bye bye.
God bless you.
Power to the weak, strength to the powerless, Christ until we never know defeat. For all who believe, exceeding great power, I am made always to fight from the wind. Authority, I walk in the name of sending me. Into the darkness I'm following, and the preach of the hill I'm following. Authority, I walk in the name of sending me. Into the darkness I'm following, at the bridge, at the hill I'm following. The resurrection got me feeling so alive. With the power on the inside I got might. Who they kick against the bricks, this no be fight. I got victory, my Jesus, they alive. Power day, miracle working power day. Miracle working power day.
Power day, glory day. Miracles they come my way every day, no delay. I see all I did say. Miracle working power, giving me my desire. I be blazing that fire, speaking tongues I go higher.
The resurrection got me feeling so alive. The power on the inside, I can might. Who they kick against the bricks, this no be fight. I got victory, my Jesus, they alive. Power, they miracle working power.